you guys couldn't do a lot of the things that you've been doing for the last 11 weeks. Did that have to do with the quality of the opponent you played today, or was there more to it than just that?
It's hard to say. You know, we'll probably have to look at the film. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunities I think we probably left out on the field. You know, they made a lot of plays. And you can't take anything away from them. They're a good team. They're a solid team, you know. So you can look at their resume and see that. So.
Were you surprised Eric in the pass there in the last minute and a half?
Nah, not really. I just figured they would try to get the first down to any way to keep the clock running. So.
Eric, what's next for you personally now? The next.
Oh, man, I don't know, man. I try to wrap this whole year around and, you know, just reflect a little bit. You know, it kind of moved pretty fast for me. You know, everything happened and everything went kind of fast, so I never really had a chance to sit down and take a look at what I actually did, you know, so I'll probably do that.
Is this a time where you start to do that? I mean, will it take hold of, even as you travel home, where this came from in the last year?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
You think now in the next few days that'll start to?
I think so. You know, obviously we wanted to win the game, but at the same time, you know, it's a learning experience. So just take it for what it's worth and see what we did wrong and see what we can improve.
And your own journey in that area too? I
mean, yeah, most definitely. Like I said, everything happened so fast. It was just like diagnosis, treatment, training, season, playoffs, and everything just, you know, just happened in that order, and I never really had a chance to just sit back and think about, you know, what actually took place and, you know, what all went on, so.
Your contract is up now. Would you like to come back to the Chiefs?
Obviously, man, like, this is family, you know, but at the same time, we just want to we'll sit down and talk about it when we talk about it. But right now, man, I'm just thankful for my teammates and my coaches and, you know, everybody that has something to do with me being back on the field this year. And, I mean, it's something special. So, like I said, we'll talk about it.
All right. Thank you.
When you go through what you've gone through, does it put victory and losses in a different kind of perspective? I mean, clearly you're disappointed, but you kind of look at a larger picture of what victory means, what disappointment.
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, obviously we wanted to come out of here with a win, and we didn't. But at the end of the day, it could be a whole lot worse.